Toire, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. On the Medrash, the Medrash says in the Pasuk, V'yichuli Truma, Hado Duxiv Shema Yisrael, Hashem Likeinu, Hashem Echod. There's another Medrash, famous Medrash, V'yichuli Truma, Zeshe Omer HaKosuv, the Pasuk says, Ahavti Eschem Omer Hashem. Pasuk Malachi. David says, I love you. V'amati me'avtonu. Hali'ach Esav Liyankiv, V'oyev Eshyakov. So we seem to connect the idea of Yichuli Truma Dafka to Yankiv Avinu. And this simile in Zohar HaKadosh begins the parasha of Chiyah Pasach when trying to explain parasha's Truma. Lechas HaMishkan. It said the pasuk that he used was Ki Yaakov Bochor Loiko. Again, where does Yankiv Avinu come in the picture? And the Mashkiach was Meir, that Shabbos Truma is Gimatria 1353, which is Gimatria Haleach Esav LeYankiv Neumar Shem V'Oyev Yaakov. Something with Yankiv Avinu. Where does Yankiv Avinu come into the picture? So I saw a Pele, Mamish Pele Plois, in the Dasakenem Ibali Toises, in this week's parsha. The pasuk says, speaks about the Bria Chatichui, which was mechaber all the Kroshim, the 48 Kroshim. So the Bali Tosfos say, where did they get the Bria Chatichui? It came from the Makel of Yankiv Avin. Right? As it says in the pasuk, Ki b'makli avarti es hayarden hazeh. Gradza, the astro of Chaim Kanievsky, writes in his Sefer, Taimed Dikra, Pili Plois. L'chura, there's a din that something that was nishtamish for a hedyet, you're not allowed to use l'gavoyim. So how could it possibly be that the makel of Yankiv Avinu doesn't mean hedyet not opposed to an gold. It means something used for a human being can't be used for the Rebbeinu Shel. That's what Rabbi Kanievsky asks. So he answers, right, that it could be that Yankiv Avinu only used this makel for a nes, ki b'makli avarti es hayarden hazeh, asher alkein, right, it's not b'chlal, this rule that a dover should establish by lehedit. V'tzorach iyan hiyans. Ober l'chura, it's zikr des medrashas chalukas in this. On the pasuk, kachas hamateh. Right? So the Yalkut in Parshas Chukas brings, Moshe was told to take the staff and, right? So it says, what was the matter of Moshe using here? That was the same matter of Yankiv Avinu. So brings the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher and many other sources. Now I ask you a question. What was the matter of Moshe made of? Santir, which is the hardest stone known to mankind. Hello? How could you possibly say that the Bria Chatichin was made of the Makel of Yankiv, which is synonymous with the Makel of Moshe, if the Makel of Moshe was made from Sanpirin? And Befurish in the Pasuk, the Bria Chatichin had to be Matzishitim. Hello? Yeah? Moreover, I want to ask you a question. If the Mate of Yankiv somehow became the Bria Chatichin, so in Parshas Chukas, when it says Kachas Amate, they dismantled the Mishkan Tahar. Hello? Now, where did the Bria Chatichin come from? You look in Targum Yonason, in this week's parasha, when Yankiv Avinu was told that Yoyed Yosef Bnei Chai, and he went down to Mitzrayim. On the way, he passed through a city called Beersheba. And the pasuk says, Vayita Eshel Beersheba. Yankiv Avram Avinu planted a forest, trees, in Beersheba. Right? So it says in Chazal, Kama places in Medrash, Yankiv Avinu went to Beersheba, Dafko out of his way, to cut down the arozim, shittim is a form, one of the seven types of arozim, to cut down the trees, and he brought it with him in Mitzrayim. And later, in Parshas Vayechi, he's about to leave this world, Begashmias, so he tells his children, he planted those same arozim in Mitzrayim. And everyone asks, what in the world are arozim doing in my backyard? So Yankiv Avinu told him that La'osid, we're going to have, that we're going to be liberated from Mitzrayim. And the Eibush is going to tell us to build a Mishkan. right? And this Mishkan will be made from Atzei Shittim, and therefore planted now that you should be ready when the time comes to have the Atzei Shittim ready. Right? So where did it come from? From the Arozin that Yankov Avinu planted, which originally came from Abraham Avinu, right? And the fees, I understand that Lishitas certainly Targum Yonis and Mefudish, but so is Mashman, the Gemara and Shabbos, Taf Tzadikhes, and Rashi there in the old Sugya, right? Machlokes actually, in Rashi, whatever, in the Parsha, whatever. How did the Briach HaTichon look? On Pas Negev, but according to Targum Yonis, if that went miraculously went around Pas Mayriv, then it went Sofenzeit. So it bent like a nochosh that coils round, and when they were dismantling the Mishkan and they're going to the next location, it was Yosher Kamako. That's weird. That's a miracle. That's awesome. Hello? You're a piece of wood that miraculously bends when necessary, and when then you're journeying, it straightens up. You show me anywhere in the world such a piece of wood. Where do you find a tree that was like that? Oh, bingo. By Avraham Avinu, it says, Vayita Eisha B'Veshova, and he told the Ivrim Veshovim, Hoidu Barchu L'Misha Amar V'Hoya Oilom. So it says, Vishanu Tachas Hoeitz. So Chazal say, it says, in Zohar HaKadosh, this Eitz was miraculous Eitzim. That if you were a Oire Chogun, the Eitz used to spread out and provide you with shade, Gevaldik. And if you were an Oisvarf, right, and you weren't worthy of Avram hospitality, the Eitz would then stiffen up, and it wouldn't provide you. So I see a tree that moves. Hello? So the same, later on in history, that became this miraculous eight of Avraham Avinu that he used for Achnos Orchim. That became the Briach HaTichon, which also miraculously is coiling like a nochash, etc. Et but who brought it into Mitzrayim? Yankov took that which is Zeda, Avraham Avinu planted, the Shoslon of Avraham Avinu, and he, to give Chizuk and Amunah to Klal Yisrael, planted it in Eretz Goshen, which Klal Yisrael then took for them in the Midbar, from which we had, may it have been, we had the Briach HaTichon, and from this we had the Memches Krosh. Right? Now, was this the makil of Yankov? You could say it's Midrashus Chalukas. It doesn't really make an ounce of a difference, because whether the makel of Yankov was a San Pedro and was from Eitaro, like practically, right? The Iker is in Zohar HaKadosh, in this week's parish, it says, Rav Shimon Posach, Ubriach HaTichon B'Soich HaKroshim, right? Says, the Zohar Dohu Yankov Kadisha Shleima. The Bechina, and it's not a halachic issue, was it the Bechina of Yankov, and all of Zohar, basic Kabbalah 101, right? The midah of Yankov is the midah of Briach HaTichon HaMavriach Min HaKotzer LaKotzer, which connects Chesed and Gvura, Avram and Yitzchak, which we're going to deal with, whatever, right? And that Bechina became spiritually what the Briach HaTichon stands for. In other words, that which unites the Mishkan, V'hoya Mishkan Echod, is the Bechina of Yankov. And as the Mashgiach says, HaBriach HaTichon is Gimatria Yankov Hevel Nachlosoi, the HaBriach HaTichon is Gimatria Yankov Avinu Leimes, which also is the Gimatria of Acharisi Adi Oved, which is said by Amalek, who is the antithesis of Aravina for reasons we'll see. Rashi tells me two times in this week's parish, as far as I can remember, that where did the timber, the lumber, whatever you call it, the wood that was used for the Atzishitim Oindim, where did it come from? So initially in the beginning of the parish, which is atzi shitim, one of the 13 or 15, depending on how you reckon, things that we use for meleches ha-mishkan, or the material for the mishkan. So Rashi says, atzi shitim, me'ayin ho'yulam ha-mibber, where in the world did you get atzi shitim ha-mibber? Pirish Rabbi Tanchuma, yayin kiv avinu tzafa bro, ha-koyidish yasidim, nistro lived this mishkan ha-mibber. And therefore he brought arozim b'mitzrayim, v'notom, and he commanded his children, when you leave, take it with you, if he ultimately a leader for the mishkan. Stell dich die Scheile, right? The obvious glaring $64,000 klotz kasha. Rashi says over and over again, Ani loy bossi lefarish ele pshut yishol mikro. Rashi is not there to give you exotic, wonderful midrash. For that, you can take out a book called the Medrash Says, you know, the English book, you know, and all the teachers have nothing to tell their kids, like the Medrash Says. Rashi is coming to tell you pshat. Where in the world did Rashi see in pshat that it says atishitim that this was planted by Yankov Avinu? Hello? How does Rashi know? Maybe the pshat is, as the Taz in the Sefer Divrei David asks, maybe they bought it from Tagri Umos Ha'olam, where they got 1,000 other things in the Midbar. Right? Or maybe the pshat is, like many Pashtonim, Ibn Ezra says, and the Balei Tosfos Halacha Torah says, and the Chizkuni says, by Har Sinai, there was a forest. It was an oasis in the wilderness, and they chopped down at the Shittim. There, from there, they had the wood. So Menolon to Rashi, to this quote, he found a Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, right? Yeah? So the Rebbe explains the Likut Tesichas Chelik Lamed Aleph Pashut, because it's a diak in the words the Yichu Li Truma. What it should have said, you would have assumed, is three times it says V'Yichu, right? It should have said V'Nos, you shall give. Is the Charaya everything that was needed already for the Binyan HaMishkan? They had Al Asar Norvos. All you had to do is V'Yichu V'Yifreshu. The mafresh, they had it there, al asar. Therefore, the Rebbe says, it doesn't say, chein isra b'medrash tanchuma, or just tanchuma, as Rashi will often say. Chein pirish, this is the pshat in the words, in the taich, v'yichu. V'yichu means you had all the material. Now, shtel to pshat, what in the world is a person going out of Mitzrayim, doing around, carrying around, shitimut? From here, you're mukher to say, as it says in Tanchuma, right, that Yankov Avinu, there was a tzivui of Yankov to bring with them this wood, because he knew, Baruch HaKodesh, that it's going to be needed for the Mishkan. Right? And later Rashi says in the parasha also, by the Kroshim, that the wood came from Yankov Avinu. Now, stell sich the shaila, why Dafka Yankov Avinu was the one who was Metzava on the cross? Because the Gemara said, the Mefarshim all explained, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Ayin Beis, why does it say Atse Shitim Oimdim? Shema Toivar Ova Tzivra Mubatel Sikuyim, Tamed Loimer Oimdim, Oimdim Lo Oilom Lo Oilom Yelom. That this wood stands there, it exists for all of eternity. Stell sich the shaila, when I ask a question, does that apply only for the Kroshim? And what about the Oren, and the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan, and all the Kalim of the Mishkan? Everything of the Mishkan is Kayim Lo. Everything which is Meister Moshe Rabbeinu, which was made at the behest, the command of Moshe Rabbeinu, is Kayim Lo Olam Adilam. So why Dafka do we say Atishitim Oimdim is the Pasig Madgashit Dafka by the Kroshim? Right? So the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe explains, based on the famous classic Noam Elimelech, the word Keresh, Kuf Reishin, if you scramble the letters, what word will you get? Sheker. Right? The whole idea of Migdosh is Gimatria Midas. To implant, V'shachanti B'seicham, to instill within a Jew Midas Tevis. And the Roish of all Midas Megunas is Sheker. Anytime, whatever midah, whether it's kas, whatever it is, right, it's an assault on the midah of emes. The purpose of the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan before that, is to mehapich from sheker, the sheker of velt, and to make it into a keresh. Keresh is something which stands. Atzi Shitim Oimdim. What is the midah that brings permanence, endurance? Svas emes tikun loat. As the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet, kushta koi shikra loy koi. Right? Truth endures, and falsehood ultimately is always, sooner or later, exposed. Who is the person who personifies Midos Titin MS? Liyankin. Right? And therefore the Iker, which were Madgish of Atashitim Oimdim, is Dafka by the Kroshim. Right, and that is the Yisuid of the Mishkan, because the Beis Hamikdash is a place of Emes, the Mishkan place of Emes, which is Ashuras Hashchina, and the pasuk says, "Dover Shkarim LeYichin Negedi." If the Sheker, there's no Ashuras Hashchina. Therefore, one of the Rishonim already bring, put in Teira Shlema, the Rosh Tevis Atzei Shiptim Oindim is 440 Gim Tam, who is called Tam, Yankiv Yishtam. And therefore, the Mashkiach says, Memches Kroshim is Gimatria Podah Hashem is Yankiv, as we say every night, right? And therefore, by Yankiv it says, by the Kroshim it says, Shnei Yodois Lekeresh Echod. So says the Oil Torah from the Jikav Adayin, Yankiv plus Emes plus 2 times Yad is also Gimatria Truma. The Truma of creating a Mishkan is how through the Midah of Yankiv, Midah to Emes. And therefore the Pasuk Bikasha begins, May Eis Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Liboy. May Eis scramble the letters, what word do you got? Emes. Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Liboy. What is the Midah of the heart? Emes, right? Yes? Why is that, by the way, the heart is, you say the heart of something, you mean the middle. Hello? You with me? Yeah? Me'eis kol ish asher yedvenu libay. You know the word emes, the Gemara says? The first letter of Chaf Bey's letter is Aleph. Last letter is Tav. Middle letter is Mem. Al derech ze in Torah gufa, which is the blueprint of creation. What is the first letter of the Torah? Beis. And the last letter? Tav. I love it. And what is the middle letter of the Torah? Vav. Gemara says in Kiddushin, Taflamid, Lafanalaf, whatever. Vav de Gochin is the middle. So what are the letters you got? Liboy. Me'ez kol ish asher yedvenu liboy. That is the middle of the Torah, which is the idea of emes. Therefore, who was the one who planted these kroshim? Which is midas or emes atishitim oindim. The Kliyoker says araya remes. Rashi says hakroshim lemishkan is gimatria yankev avinu not lemarosman. Yankev planted these arod. Shels of tashailu why? What is that? What's likto? What's says the Shemishul? I want to ask you a question. Were there any arosim in Mitzrayim? I have no idea. But Shelzach, why not? It was a fertile place. Probably, yeah. Now he explains, why did Yankov have to bring it? Because the whole idea of Arozim, these cedar trees, was only created for the sake of the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Why? What is the Tchuna? What is the Mahus of Eitz Eres? We all know a Gemara in Tainis Davchof. Where the Gemara says, "Lo'ilam yehi adam rach kikona," should be soft like a reed you could bend, and don't be a kosher keres. Being hard like an erez, I always say when I speak to Hassan Kala, I say I don't sword. I don't wear a sword. Someone said, "How do you place a mezuzah in your house on a slant? Why on a slant? It's weird. It's a weird part. Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos in Menachos, whether it's vertical or horizontal." Right? So what do? A typical Jewish compromise, put it on a slant. So every time you go into your house and you kiss the mezuzah and you're about to see your wife, right? Always remind yourself that if you want shalom bayis in your house, you want Asherus Hashchina in your house, learn how to compromise. Lo'olam adam rach kikona, and don't be kosher geres. Right? If you're a exclamation point, you break. You got to learn how to bend a bit, right? So vos mitamol, the mishkan is made keres. You have to know when to be firm, and when it comes to your own personal things, like, you know, learn how to be humble, learn how to be both. when it comes to Hashem, the Eibishter Kedusha, then we say a person, do you want to build a bayis Hashem, a bayis house of Kedusha? It's built of aros. You remember the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, the Kamtzah Bar Kamtzah Gemara. Shaka the Rispa Chorav Beitar. What happened when a boy was born? They used to plant an eretz. When a girl was born, they planted something else. And when they got married, they used to make a lachupa from. Why did they plant an eretz from a boy? Right? Because you want to create a house, which whatever, you have to have principles. You have to know when to be firm. In other words, I've said many, many times, a great rabbi, someone once said, a chassid said, whatever. You ever notice in a Jewish house between the fish and the soup, right? By Suda Shabbos, you have a l'chaim. What do you have a l'chaim on? On broth. Why doesn't anyone say l'chaim when they have Coca-Cola or 7-Up or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper? No, normal person said l'chaim. Because some chassid pointed out, I can't remember whom. But after the fish, right, take your bottle of whatever, of scotch, whatever, or vodka, put it in the freezer, and next Friday night you'll take it out. You know what's going to happen? Have good cold l'chai. If you put your Pepsi in the whatever, you know what's going to happen? It's going to freeze. When are you alive? When could you say l'chaim? When you're impervious to your surroundings. The surroundings doesn't affect. If you're a nozzle, you're a liquid, you remain a liquid. It's a kalter. You remain who you are. That's what it means to be alive. That's a good musavot, right? But the point is, Yankiv Avinu was noita arozim in Mitzrayim. To teach a yid that you could be an ervos haoritz, and the whole world is whatever, and you remain firm with your emuna and bitochen, and nothing. And you mekayim tomim tiyam Hashem lekecha. As Rashi says, you not choyker atras tidus. You have emuna. That's by the way, right? Weichel atzei shittim oimdim. One of the pshatim in the Gemara in Yuma is that it's maimid the tzipui. The tzipui means the covering. It's made of wood, but it's covered with gold. So Nosen Gestetner says pshat is tzipui miloshin tzipisul Yeshua. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. That a Yankiv Avinu. Dafka took these huge trees you could see all over Goshen land, right? And he's telling a Yid, however you are, ervas ha'oretz it is, right? But a Yid knows that this situation is not permanent, right? And the Yid is this chazig with emuna. Asher Alkenen said, so which arozen trees did he take? He didn't go to the to a botanist, the place in the botanical gardens. He dafka took the cedar trees of Ramavinu. Which that was noite emuna in bifnei kol over vashov, as the Kotzker says. Those who were over Torah and vashov, they wanted to do tshuva. Therefore, vichnisa lebeisoi to the Avram should teach them the derech Hashem, right? And those were the trees that were mechazik yidden in the 200 dark, bitter years of goats. That's why the Papa Rav says, I bring from his father, Yaakov Yankov. You remember when they told, when the Shvatim told Yankov Avinu that Yosef is alive. So the fact that lemer, oid Yosef chai, v'chi hu ha-moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. V'chi hu moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Okay? So, first of the kash is, v'yagidu. V'yagidu is what? Koshuk yigid. Lemer. I don't know what the word lamer is, b'chalavir. Where does it fit in? Azik tzuzog to, right? Bil amir is lashon rako, right? V'chihu amayshu vayofeg libeit agleitnish. He's skeptical. He's dubious. He's whatever. Until vayares hagolos. But what's going on here? Double expressions. So all the sforim say it's a classical like pshat. They told him that Yosef is alive, but not stam alive. Oh Yosef. Chai, he's 11. The hepech of Rishoyim b'chayayim kriyameisim. Yaakov Avinu could not understand how can one live in Ervas Horitz, in a land of decadence and deviance, an upside down land, a land of Molik Shofim and all keichus of Tumah of Sitrachr. It was the Yisoy, the capital of all Tumah in the world. How could Yosef be alive as my son? Right. So although they told him l'mal Yusa b'lash namira. Aber vayagidu lo Yankov accepted it as dvorim koshim kigidim, right? until not only that, that he's alive as a yid, but the who ha moishel b'chalei eretz Mitzrayim. What do you know about the letters who? Yibach Hashem betzien evil moishel. Same letters. What do you know about aleph of hey or hey of aleph? Kiyon al kis yud kei. Which are the letters missing? The aleph from the kisei and the vav kei from the avaya, right? Not only is he alive, but who ad moishel b'chalei eretz Mitzrayim? The hashrolas hashchina by yitzvim Mitzrayim. Vayaras Hagolo, he says the Pshat of the Rabbeinu, the Balaktois of the Latera. What Hagolos are we talking about? The Hagolos of the Mish. We discussed this once at great length, 12 years ago here. If anyone remembers, right? He saw the Hagolos. What does the Mishkun mean? You're going, you're mitaltal from place to place. You're not dealing here with a basic lomim, yushalayim, a fixed place. The going in the midbar ha'amim, in a wilderness, eretz lezerua, is schlepping from place to place, is a symbol of future golius in kiyodua. And nevertheless, although a yid is in golus, right? Nevertheless, you could have a mishkan. And you have a Dira Yisbarach in the midbar. When Yankev Avinu hears this, he says, "Oh, vatechi ruach Yankev Avinu." Beken Levit, and therefore he says, the Eibushter appears to him and says, "Al tira mi redor mitzrayim zozuch nisht." Right? Anoichi aim imach imcha. A transportable, wherever you go, you can chaber with Torah. And therefore, he took these arozim to give Yidden hope that you could get out of there. And therefore, the arozim that became. Let me try to give you what's going on here. Let me tell you, just go off the tangent for a minute. The history of, we said, the makel, the matter of Yankiv, that became spiritually, I don't think it physically, that became the Bria Chatir. What does that mean? What do you know about the matter? I don't know much. But what I could figure out is Azoy. First thing I know is that Mishnah in the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avos, there were Asora Dvorim, which were Nivru Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes, and one of them is the matter. As the Shem Shmuel, the Rebbe, various places explained Maral. Why were these things created? Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. Because this, as we discussed many times, this is the bridge between Teva and Lemaila Min HaTeva. Between 6 days of Chol and Shabbos, which is a taste of the world to come. Therefore, it was created in this Inyan, Chal, the idea of the Gemara and Shabbos, the Rama Paskin, the Perek Aleph Hilchos, Avilchos Erevin. Normally, we tight Shbein Hashmoshes is a Suffolk Yoim, Suffolk Laila. Klap Shmaya is not Shaykh a Suffolk. So it represents spiritually that Nekudda of Zman, which is higher than Zman. It's that bridge between, right? And therefore, the matter, which became the matter of Moshe ultimately, with through which Moshe made the Oisus, through which there was Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim means that he goes out from Teva, that was created in that portion, which is Lemaila from Azman, there's no Shlita of Teva there. Okay? What happened to this matter, this Makel? By the way, there are three words, just for those who are into language, which are used as synonyms: a mata, a makil, and a mishenis. They use, depending, as the forum say, the context. If you want to hack a person over the head, it's a makil. That was the chiddush of the forum by Yirmi in the beginning. Mata roya, a makil, right? That means maybe it's just a mata, maybe it's a mishenis. So therefore he says, hey, taf toliris, you saw good, right? Because you know, there's a klap, there's about to be a churban beis hamikdash. It could be used as a matter, as we'll soon discuss, miloshen hatoya, to change, to move, to whatever. Or a mishenes, an alta, you know, he brings it, if you go to an orchestra, right? There's a guy in the middle called the conductor, with a baton, what do they call it? baton, yeah. And Erfil Tan, the 120 people, this guy's playing the this and that. With this matter, he's matter the people, there's a hatoya, he moves the people accordingly. And for Alter Zokin, you go with a Mishenis. Yeah? Just depending on what you're doing with it, we'll soon discuss. So what happened here? What do I know? What do I know about this matter? It was created L'mayla min ha-teva, in this point or whatever. It was then implanted in Gan Eden. Right? All the Marishan Sorach, he sinned. And when he left Gan Eden, he was expelled from Gan Eden, the Eibishter gave him permission to take it with him. And he took this matter, which created one day. This is the Pirkei Rabbelezer, Yalkut Shemayini, and various Midrashim Chazal. He took this, and he gave it to Chanoich, who passed it on to Mesushelach, who gave it to Noach, who gave it to Shem, who passed it to Avram Avinu, who then passed it to Yitzchak, who passed it to Yankov. And when Yankov had to run away, Vnei Hamas Esav, he took it with him. It's a skula. According to the Radal, in the previous lesson, the Mishnah actually took this staff, and it used to be chayrish. There was no actual plowing material in those days. He used the staff to plow the earth, to plant, because it had like spiritual properties, miraculous, magical properties. He then passed it on to Yankiv, and that's what Yankiv Avinu said, ki b'makli avarti esayardin hazeh, a miracle, which was the precursor, the Maisei Ovesim and Lubonim, for Kriyas Yamsuf, which happened in the schus of Yankiv Avinu, Chazal say, b'tzeis Yisrael mi'mitzrayim beis Yaakov, Miam Luyas Chazal say, Vayivoku, same letters as Yaakov, etc. Can you do it? Madrash Chazal. So, Kibimakli Avarti is a Yardin Azeh. Then Yankov Avinu took the same staff and he went down to Mitzrayim. He carried it with him. He handed it over to Yosef, that was the Shechem Echod. And he was given this staff that was handed down. When Yosef passed on the Sorei Mitzrayim, you heard this matter? It's like a Chazal. It's not a weird matter. It's like a famous Yalkut and Pirkei Rabbelezer. The house of Paroi invaded Yaakov's base Yosef, and they took the staff and they brought it to Pharaoh's palace. And it was there. What happened was there was a from the cabinet members of Paroi's whatever was a fellow called Yisrael. And Chazal say he became disillusioned in base Paroi from Avodah Zorah. If you're Paroi, you're a Getchki, you're a deity, so why are you scared of little Jewish children throwing them in the sea? He left, and he ran away. And when he ran away, he actually ripped off, he stole the matter. And he brought it to Midian lands, and he planted it in his garden. And he couldn't get it out. How do you know he couldn't get it out? Because Chazal said, he couldn't get it out. And he told anyone who's able to pull this matter out of my garden has the hand of my daughter Tzipora in marriage. And all the Malchi, Mizrachu, Mayrev, and all the good and the great and the Olympic, whatever, all the king's horse, they could not pull out the thing. Until a fellow called Moshe Rabbeinu came, bingo, and he won. Married Tzipora, and he got the matter back. By the way, the Sforim say, Yisrael was looking for an Olympic champion, a Gibor. Yisrael was over Kalavay. He knew the power of Kishuv, which is a power, right? You remember the Gemara in Chul and Dav Zayin, or Sanhedrin, Dav Samach Zayin, hello? Where there was a witch, a Mechashefes, right, who was playing around with the earth underneath Reb Chanina's feet, and he said, "Nem gezunterheit, I'm not scared of you and your kishim, whatever, because ain oil min vadik." But the Abraham, I'm not scared of kishim. In fact, what do you mean by Rabbi Yechanan said, "Why they call mechash kishim? Shemach shishim kishim al yishul ma'ilu?" Says the Gemara, "Shani Reb Chanina de nofish chusi." What's that? Explains the shem Yishmol, all the svarim of Gedolei Yisrael, right? Where does Kishuv come from? Because the Eibishter to create from Ein Sof into a physical world, that's the Tzimtzum. The Eibishter is the limit. When there's a hell in the Hester, you get powers given to, and the Sitra Achra, the powers of evil thing, now there's a world and there's an eclipse of getlach, kind of godliness. Suddenly, I'm now an independent power. Right? You're a metzias, a yesh. But a person, shani rav chanino dinofish tchusei, the zachus, a person who's misgaber the tzura on the choymer, right? And he sees ba'ayin roya that einoid mulvadoi, he has a zachus, a purity of ri'ya, he's not scared of kishuf. But you do it, it's a whole tumulus, but ain't coming up, right? So Yisri wanted to know, who do I want to marry my daughter to? Someone who's like the bechina of Rav Chanina, the Nefesh Chusei, who's able to overcome the power of Kishuf. And this was the test. And Moshe Rabbeinu got this matter. This is according to the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and the Alkan Shemaini. And with that, he made the miracle. I must tell you, Tamana Emes, if you look in the Pirush HaRadva on the Agada Shel Pesach, you say in the Agada, Va'oisoi Zamat, Va'oisoi Zamat, the Ritva says a different word. This, where did the Mata come to Moshe? Not that he slept in Yisrael's front garden or whatever. I was standing at Har Sinai by the Sneh story, right? And it says, the Eibushter says to Moshe, Ma ze biyotcha? This is a Mata. Oh, this Mata take. What is this matter called? By the way, this Fas Emes and Likutim says the same thing without bringing the Ritva. I don't know if the Ritva existed in the time of the Fas Emes. The Fas Emes said, first of all, why is the matter called Mate Olikim? What? No, I don't mean, why is it called the Abishra's matter? Call it whatever name you like. Of the Zion chambers. Why the Mati Olikim? Everything belongs to Abraham. Why is the Mati called Mati Olikim? No Chazach. Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Sneh. Says this was Emes, it's not Derech Eretz. You're talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom and you're holding a Mata Biyodech. A Mata is a symbol of, morus, of godless, whatever. Right? You don't talk to the Eibusher tells Moshe before the Sneh, Shal Nalechem El Raglecha, because you're standing on Admas Kudish. From here, the Gemara learns the Brachas Tasamach Beis, that you're not to go into the Har Abayis, the Minoli, with shoes. You know what it says right in that same Mishnah? You're not to go into the Har Abayis, the Makel. So what are they doing? Holding a Makel, talking to the Eibusher. Hello? Says the Ritva and the Sfas Emes and the Pei Menachem speak. What happened was he Chas V'Shal Moshe didn't go to the Eibishter with the matter. Nor was when the Eibishter wanted to give Morus to Moshe Rabbeinu, the matter from Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes came in a Shemayim and therefore Yat Mahazeh Biyotcha Mitamal. What do you have in your hand? And he took that as the omen that you're going to get. Take it as you like. But this is the same matter as the matter ben Hashmosh. Okay. Now, what happened here, by the way, the Chazal, Yalkut Shmoni, the Gvaldik, the Pasuk in Tilim and Kuf Yud, Mate Uzcho Yishlech Hashem Mitzion, right? Yeah? Hello? Eze matter. So Chazal did say, this is the matter of Yankiv, this is the matter of Yehuda, this is the matter of Moshe and Aaron, this is the matter of Dov. You remember the slingshot with Goliath Saplishti? Yeah? Yeah? And that was given over to Shloima, and all Melachim until the Churban Bayis Rishon had that matter, until Churban Bayis Amigdash, and it was Nignos. And when Melech HaMashiach will be in his Galda, he will be given that same Mate Ubo Yirda, so if they are Lilim, and that shot in Pasuk, Mate Uzcha Yishlach Hashem Mitzion, or a day Bekerev, whatever. Yeah? Yeah? What is the. I'll give you the background. What does this Mate symbolize? Right? You remember Yankiv Avinu? And he's running away, and Esau wants to kill him, and he's going to love it, and Charon Apishol Eilu Ba'alakut Zach. And he says, Leis Anno Muvitz for Savroi, the Ayin Yavi Ezri, he said, by the way, it's Rosh Tevis, Samachem Alef Lamed, as the Imri Noyim, the Chikavir says, where am I going to put my trust? Ezri Yom Hashem, Uyster Shemayim Vorz. The makel of Yechab Gornish. I don't have the Kesef and Zod, Eliezer came, whatever. All I have is, keep a makli of Arti. aber this represents a Yid goes into Choron Apishel Ulam, fugitive, refugee, running from Esav, going to Lavan. Right? There's a fascinating word in the Tzemach Hashem Litzvi. By Parshas Vayetze, it says in Pasuk, Vayatze is a Makloiz, remember? Mashikas Vayetze Hamayim, the whole Geschäft there. The Tzemach Hashem Litzvi teaches a Meritig word. Makel is Rosh Hateves, Me'oilom Kivinuloch. And therefore, by Yitzias Mitzrayim also, what does it say in Pasuk? V'chacha Soichlu, how do you eat Korban Pesach? Ubakel, what are you doing eating a Pesach with a mak? Right? It's again, me'oilam kivin loch, and that's why David, when he fights with Goliath, and the five stones, which represent, said in Tikkun Zohar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu Hashem, whenever you go, whatever situation a person has, be talking in the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the reason, by the way, in way, now, spiritually, physically. By the way, what happened to the makel of Moshe, the matah of Moshe? It turned into a nochash, hello, and then it turned back into a matah, right? Nochash is the one who brought fear in the world, hello. Even if you're a nochashlik person, I can make you back into a makel. That's chias hamesim, right? It symbolizes gevalt, shleim hamelech. Only at the end, so if he only had b'makel. By the way, just I'm going to say one word. In the Agadah Shel Pesach, you say ube oisois zeha matter. Shneimer, what do you mean by oisois zeha matter? The ikar is the oisois, or the ikar is the matter? Hello, what? The ikar is the oisois. The matter is the medium, the wherewithal. How do you create the makas? Right? Machlik is actually Meforshe Hagoda. What are the oises zu amata? Is it only referred to the five makis that it says Meforish through the mata, which is Dam, Tverdei, Akinim, Nu, Borod, and Arba? Or to refer to all ten makis, because on it was written the shame of shame, whatever, together with the Sachadash Bachav? Right? But why do we put Hagosh on the mata? The Iker is the oises. So I saw Rabbi Ram Shor says, brings from us, Emes Likutim, a Mehri Tikavort. It says by Bachal. Where does this pasuk say? Vamata Zatika Bedechas as Moises? By the Sachadash Bachal? By the Tetmach? No. By the initial, yeah, the Nochash turns to, the Mata turns to dots, and then you have the blood turns to, the water turns to blood, and your hand turns to Saras. What does this got to do with later on in history? The whole terrorist, like, whatever. In Kamaka, long term marriage. But the simple pshat is azoi, right? It says, they'll listen to the kol ois achar. So ask this first ever, since when does a maka, an ois, have a kol? What's a kol? It says, pshat is, the emuna didn't come from the maka itself. The Eibishter in the pnimius of each makah at the same time endowed Kal Yisrael with the kol of the makah. And that's the amunah of the makah. And that's what the matah, which is symbolized by Avraham Avinu and Vayita Eshel Bevershova, etc., etc., that is the miracle that you're going to do. I have no time to elaborate, but that is very much connected to the Mashush Emunah, which is very much connected to this time of the year, Odor, Aleph Dor, the Eibishter with us. That's what's connected to Shema Yisrael. Everyone knows the famous Baruch Atu Hashem Mogin Avram is Gimatria 1001, which is Gimatria Yerushamayim, which is Gimatria Matom Tei Beis Gnozai, which is Gimatria Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, which is Cherish Hanelam, all which symbolize that whatever a situation is, Echad Amarbe of Echad Amamit, one or a Marbe is 1,000, whatever you are. By the way, the pasuk, the Torah starts off this week, Pasha, Truma, hello? V'yichu Li Truma, Sarashi Li Lishmi, how much is Truma plus Shmi? Also 1,001. Which is connected to Purim, which is Yimei Mordechai Ve'Esther, is Gimatria 1,001, which Vayita Eishel Rashav is Gimatria Bimei Mordechai Ve'Esther. Even if a person is in the lowest of low, right, A person has to have emuna in themselves, in his matziv, that wherever he is, he could pick themselves up. I have no time to elaborate. How many krushim were there in the 48 krushim? Yeah. How tall were they? 10. How much is 10 times 48? 480. What is 480? Oh, come on. The feminine of Samach Mem. Yeah, hello? Therefore, the opposite of that is Moshe Hadas Imakoyel is 480. Hello? Now, whatever the moral of the story is, I have no time, I haven't even begun this year, but the moral of the story is, I'll tell you one word. It says by Vayechi, why is Parshas Stuma? Because Rashi says, because Kivan Shemes Yankiv, the stat my name, Ali, Rishon, Mikoy Shashib. Hello? All the Mepharshim ask, why is this tumor from Vayechi? When it says that Yankiv, Yesef, Ragla, whatever, then it should be a parched tumor. Vayechi means a galept. How many years did Yankiv Avinu live? 147. What else do you know about 147 in Yiddishkeit? How many kolos are there in Bechukah Yisrael? 48 and 49 and 98. What do you got? 147. The minion of Yankiv Avinu, the 447 years of Yankiv, is the Le'uma says, is Mamtik, all the 148 close. But why does it say, remember it says, V'atan Nitzav Mayim Kulgan? When they heard, they heard 100 Klolus Chosrush died. Why does it say 98? Why 100 minus 2? Says the Yismach Moshe Gaval, there was two other Klolus. The two other calls were Boiker Yoimer Meetin Erov Erov Toimer Meetin Boiker Me Pachan Levov Kasher, right? Umimare Necha Shetira. There's the worry, the lack of. That's Pshat. Yankov Avinu says from the whatever I could, 147 years I could deal with. Oh, but there's still a Pachan, a Jew that lacks security, he lacks Emunne, he lacks Pitochen, and he's worried. Right? And therefore, Moshe said, there's a bit of lack of whatever with the Bechina of Yankiv. And therefore, Yankiv commanded that you plant the Arozim, which is a symbol of Bitochen, that there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be a Mivya, there'll be a Mishkan, there'll be a Geula, Ki Krev Yishua Silovei, and that's what over. Therefore, where does the Statu Eneim Velibum, right, start from the Vayechi Yankiv? Because the fact that he only lived 147 years, had he lived another 2 years, he could have overcome the other clothes, right? Or the ikar of the parashi is how do you build the bayis Lashem when a yid plants a rosim and he has the amunah and bitochen, and with that we go to see the Yishua Silovei the Karabamish. Amen. Amen.